Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jared Diamond joins us now, and he is your national baseball writer with the Wall Street Journal. And Jared, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For sure. Are you keeping your eyeballs attuned to what is going on with the Cubs and the Metropolitans?
I have been, and I was surprised to see that suddenly it was 10-7. So what looked like a washout of a game has gotten a little interesting with an inning to go here.
A Met fan will tell you that the final score is going to be 10-9. Because of the tease that the New York Metropolitans are. Jared, let's, before we get into going around the horn a little bit, and we could talk about the Yankees, certainly, and we'll talk about the Mets a little bit as well. You have a book out, and I understand it has to do with, well, it's called Swing Kings, the inside story of baseball's home run revolution. Talk to us about the book.
Well, it hasn't come out quite yet, but it's due out soon, and it's just that. It's a look at the crazy home run surge we've seen in baseball over the last few years, but it's specifically taking a look at some of the players who have really changed their careers by changing their swings, by working with some of these outside hitting coaches who didn't play baseball themselves, have emerged as superstars, of course. One name is very familiar to Mets fans, and that's Justin Turner, the one that got away, and J.D. Martinez, Aaron Judge is a big part of the book. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm also very happy to get to talk about it.
Now, of course, you know I have to ask you about the baseballs and whether they should be tested for PED use.
There's no doubt that the baseballs themselves are the number one factor for why the overall home run environment is the way it is. There's no question about it. Finally, Major League Baseball is acknowledging it after years of sort of burying its head in the sand on this issue. You finally have Rob Manfred coming out there now and saying, yes, what we all know to be true is actually true, and the balls have changed. But that doesn't take away from some of these turnarounds we've seen in players like Turner, like Daniel Murphy, guys who were really on the fringes of baseball who have emerged as superstars. And that's not because of the ball. That's because these guys really changed the way they do their business. And it's been remarkable to see.
Well, I understand. I mean, we all know that with ESPN during the All-Star break, we all tune in to the Home Run Derby. And to me, the Home Run Derby that we see during the All-Star break kind of honors the regular season exit velocity and miles per hour. I mean, we see the home run derby every night. And yes, I understand there are players who have left one team to go to another and they have found their game and they turn into a star, if not a superstar. And Justin Turner is a very good example. The bottom line is we see a lot of non-sluggers, so-called non-home run hitters, go the opposite way, one-handed, and were, and like every one of these home runs from the so-called non-slugger hit to the opposite field ends up going 430 feet. So a lot of this has to be, yes, good hitting and players finding their game. However, it has to be so much with the baseballs that it just boggles the mind, Jared.
Yeah, well, this is an issue Major League Baseball has to deal with in terms of what does it want its sports to look like. Because right now, what we're seeing in 2019 is, really, to put it simply, different than any version of baseball that's ever been played before in the 120, 150 years of baseball history. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing now is unprecedented. And baseball has to decide if this is sort of the aesthetics it wants in its game. And I think it's conflicted because there certainly is a segment of fans who enjoy this style of play, who just want to see home runs, who want to see amazing displays of power. But there's another sect of fans who really actively dislikes what they're seeing and laments some of the things that have been lost because of it. Things like the stolen base, things like you know, the triple and driving runs in and manufacturing them. Baseball is to figure out what's best for the future of the game, because right now players are incentivized to try to hit the ball in the air, to try to hit for power. That's sort of where baseball is. Rob Manfred and baseball as a whole has the ability to change that, to change the incentive. But it requires sort of taking these balls and reverting them back to something not quite as moon-oriented.
Well, the interesting thing is, I mean, we said that if that's the case, if the baseballs go back to being, you know, without the PEDs, if they're not juiced, then we're not going to see as much with the launch angle that so many hitters come to the batter's box, come to the plate with. I mean, everybody's got the swing, and everyone is going after those pitches that are up in the strike zones, which gives them a little bit more of an incentive and a little bit more of a chance to hit one 440 feet. And what we don't see very often is the bunt. Does your book address how the home run and the fact that we have so much with the home runs? And the baseballs notwithstanding being juiced, but with all the home runs, we don't see as much bunting. We don't see as much hitting and running. We don't see a lot of other elements of the game, Jared.
That's very true. And I don't know if some of those things will ever really come back. The one that is true is that hitting the ball in the air has always been better than hitting the ball on the ground. That has been the case really ever since the dead ball era ended. That you're a more productive hitter if you hit the ball in the air. Now, hitting the ball in the air doesn't mean hitting routine fly balls to center field. A line drive is hitting the ball in the air. So good hitters, even good hitters today, are ones that are consistently making hard contact in the air, not hitting ground balls and not hitting lazy fly balls. And what we're seeing is increasingly certain hitters who are trying to just improve their launch angle and what it results in, and then just swing with a huge uppercut and hitting fly balls. Now, right now, some of these hitters are being rewarded for that because the balls are behaving strangely. But a good hitter is always hitting the ball in the air, but on a line. And that's what good hitters have been doing for 100 years.
And, of course, to make the major leagues, more than anything else, you have to hit the fastball. And in this day and age, is it the pitch? Everyone throws 95 or more when it comes to the miles per hour. And, of course, starters or openers, there's no such thing as a complete game anymore. And so everyone coming in out of the bullpen is throwing 95 miles per hour or more. And, of course, you make contact, the ball is going to be hit hard, you would like to think, and may go a little bit further. How bad is the pitching these days? Because we do have all these guys coming out of the bullpen, and starters too, who throw the ball very hard, but are they very good?
Well, I think it's hard to separate the pitching and the home runs. And by that, I mean a big reason why batters are swinging for the fences, in addition to the balls, is that with so many pitchers throwing so hard, it is difficult to string together hits the way that it used to be. You used to be able to get three or four singles in an inning and score a run or two that way. Now, with all this velocity and the movement and strikeouts being so high, batters and offenses certainly feel like the best way to score is to do it on one swing and not expect to string together hits against a guy throwing 99. And that's why you're seeing this year over 40% of the runs in baseball have been scored via the home run in some capacity. And I think that is sort of it's a compliment to the pitchers that they do throw so hard. That velocity is hard to hit. Yes, I know that a good major league hitter is eventually going to hit a straight fastball. There's no doubt about it. But when you throw 99, you definitely have margin for error that someone throwing 92 does not have.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about with pitching, and you're talking about with the strikeouts. And I know you've recently written an article about the Astros and their secret weapon. And now you can reveal to us their secret.
Yeah, the Astros are an incredible team for a lot of reasons. But what fascinates me about them is their strikeout profile. The Astros lead the major leagues in strikeouts from the mound. We all know this with Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander and all these other guys. But what people might not realize is they also have the fewest strikeouts in the major leagues as batters. And that is a combination that has never happened in baseball before since MLB started tracking strikeouts league-wide in 1913. There's never been a team to have the most strikeouts pitching and the fewest strikeouts hitting in the same season. And the Astros are on the verge of doing that. And I think what they show is we should put to bed this idea that strikeouts don't matter. Strikeouts very much matter. They are the single best out you could get for a pitcher, and they are very bad for hitters. And this idea that batters should be trading contact for power, it maybe not as true as we have been led to believe over the last 5 or 6 years.
And, well, strikeouts have to be the worst out you can make because you're not advancing any runner that may be on base, and you're not getting on base yourself. That's number one, but you're not advancing anyone. It has, and yet it seems to be so accepted if you can hit the long ball, because what we see so much of is, yes, as you point out very eloquently about the home run. We see a lot of home runs, and we see a lot of strikeouts. And we see a lot of walks. And the bottom line, Jared, and we're talking with Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal, and Jared is their national baseball writer. He's got a book coming out March 31 called Swing Kings, the inside story of baseball's home run revolution. He's touched on what the book is all about. And, Jared, the thing is, it seems that fans, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will and should, that fans have accepted strikeouts and players too, in because they can hit so many home runs.
It's true. It's certainly true on both counts. I think what this all comes down to is that teams are willing to some extent, trade contact for power because what's not good is contact for the sake of contact. There are not very many Jeff McNeils in baseball who seemingly could swing at anything thrown up there and get the barrel of the bat on it and hit a single through the hole. Most hitters, if they swing at a ball or even a borderline strike, it results in weak contact and outs. And teams are saying, now we don't want you swinging at that pitch, even if it means a strike, getting behind in the count. We want you to wait for a pitch you can drive because that's where damage happens. And that's part of why strikeouts have climbed so much, that teams want their batters taking pitches that in the past batters would have swung at. If you look, watch a replay of a game from the 70s, for instance, what you see, a huge difference in the game, is how early in the count batters are swinging. They are looking to put the ball in play almost as a goal. Today, hitters do not. They are looking for a pitch that they could do damage on and not just get the bat on the ball, because that often leads to a routine ground ball.
Is would you consider, from what you've had to say so far with us, would you consider the Houston Astros the team to beat as far as Major League Baseball goes? Would you put them ahead of the Dodgers and the Yankees and anyone else you could think of?
It's very hard for me to ever pick against that pitching staff the Astros have. It's just, it's so good, and I would love to see another Yankees-Astros ALCS. It was a lot of fun the last time we saw it. And I would be entertained by seeing those pitchers go up against the Yankees hitters. And the Yankees are great. They have played so incredibly well that the question's always going to be, do they have enough pitching to do it in the postseason? Yes, the Yankees are going to try to bullpen their way through the postseason to the extent that they can, but the Astros have those horses, which is why I think I would put my money slightly on the Astros right now over the Yankees, but man, that's going to be a really fun ALCS if it comes to be.
Are you surprised that the Yankees, and they're going to win 100 games, they're going to win a little bit more than 100 games, or 40 games over 500, give or take a game. Are you surprised with the starting rotation, as fragile as it is, that they have done so well this season?
Yeah, it's remarkable. It definitely goes against what we all thought about baseball for so long, which is you need a good starting rotation to be successful over the long haul. But they've just slugged their way to, like you said, over 100 wins likely. Their bullpen's been really good. And they've also gotten these amazing performances from people that you never could have expected, like Gio Urshela or even Domingo Germán on the pitching side. Mm-hmm. It just seems like everything's gone right for the Yankees. And sometimes you have a year like that where every little thing that could go right goes right. It's what happened with the Red Sox last year. It's why they won a World Series, that every single thing that Alex Cora did last year turned to gold. It does seem like Aaron Boone and the Yankees have that touch all this season, where how have they been able to do this without Stanton, without Severino, without Betances, without Judge for a good chunk of the season? Mm-hmm. It's remarkable what they've done. And they, at some point, we have to accept that they can do this without a great starting rotation, because they are doing it without a great starting rotation.
And with all the people who have been on the injured list all season long, and this is what we love about baseball, before we let you go, Jared. What we love about baseball, the Mets in their game tonight with the Chicago Cubs, trailing 10-1, have now brought the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning with two on and nobody out. Jared, one more time with the book. It's called Swing Kings, the inside story of baseball's home run revolution, and it's coming out March 31. Jared, I can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes of your time, and do take care of yourself, and I hope we do it again soon.
Thanks very much.
You got it. Jared Diamond, your national baseball writer with the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.